Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon, where they're open, and now if you feel more comfortable that it says on your map app that they're open. I told you they were open all along. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
I really want to piggyback off a question that Corey asked. Do you think we'll see football on the moon in our lifetime? Because I'm going to guess that we won't.
Jason Garrett used to say that all the time. He'd say, whether it's a parking lot or on the moon, we need to be ready to play. And I felt like one day maybe Jason Garrett's going to get to see that.
Get yeah. To go to the moon.
Yeah, that's
let's get to Europe first, right?
Okay, that's, you know what, that's a fair point. Now, I'm guessing today's practice, or at least what they see today, is going to be huge in determining what exactly this offensive line looks like on Sunday?
Yeah, and I don't know.
Oh, no, that didn't sound good.
Not very optimistic that they're not going to have four of their five starters available to play. Yeah.
So then the offensive line would look like what?
Nate Thomas at left tackle.
Okay.
I think Trevor Keegan or Hakeem Adeniji
yep.
at left guard.
Guard.
Hoffman at center and Bass at right guard. And then the lone man standing, Terrence Steele. And the funny thing about that is they practiced Nate Thomas last week to at least get a series at right tackle during the game. They wanted to get him broken in, right? Because think
yeah.
about it. He missed all of last year, right? He didn't play any offensive snaps in the first three games. And that meant when he played on Sunday, those were the first real football game snaps he's played. And I'm not counting preseason. And he got
right.
hurt in preseason a little bit since 2023 at Louisiana. And I thought he played awfully well.
Okay, and I'm glad that you said that because I realize if you have 80% of your starting line offensive line out, it's probably not going to be a good time. But are you comforted at all by the fact that Thomas and Bass seem like they did pretty well for themselves out there?
No, I absolutely. Hey, they scored 40 points.
That's a good point.
They had to do something, right?
Sure.
And right. I did a little research, and you had to go back to 2023, the last time the Packers gave up 40 points in a game. So, and I know overtime counts, right? You got three
sure.
extra
yeah.
there. But that's been a pretty darn good defense, and Dak only got sacked once, and they ran for 100 yards for the fourth game in a row, and I saw a note in the release that they're one of four teams to start the season this year rushing for at least 100 yards in
yes.
every
yes.
game. So that had to, I mean, you can't do that with the outs, without the offensive line.
For sure.
And then the other thing that occurred to me, and I'm writing it today for my column on DallasCowboys.com, is the fact, if you remember when Schottenheimer put his coaching staff together, when he hired an offensive coordinator, Clayton Adams, he wasn't an offensive coordinator. He was an offensive line coach, right?
Yeah.
And then they hired an offensive line coach who was the offensive coordinator line coach at K-State, and they kept their previous offensive line assistant. So they tripled down on the coaching staff on the offensive line, and just maybe Clayton Adams and Connor Riley know what they're doing, because these guys were ready to play and played decently, right? Now, can you do it again? We've talked about last week about, the Green Bay defensive front and Micah Parsons, and now it's Quinnen Williams and the Jets defensive
right.
front.
And right.
it's a tall task when you're probably missing four-fifths of your offensive line. But these guys were prepared to play, and so, you know, I get next man up, but how about next men up? That might be
sure.
getting a little deep into your depth.
Do you have an idea or a preference between Adeniji or Keegan?
Adeniji's at least got some experience, right? He's played. I think he started 15 games in his career. I guess we have to look closer on how they actually practice those guys. Because if you remember, they kept Keegan. I mean, he was going to be the backup center this last week, if I remember correctly. So he's kind of a center guard and has played tackle. So maybe his versatility, gets him maybe that job. And then Adeniji's kind of the same thing, because you want to keep eight offensive linemen. So if you want to elevate two guys off the practice squad, you can do it. But they're kind of running out of bodies.
Right. Now, I was hoping we could go into the past for just one second, and I'm going to pitch this out to you, Mickey. If you want more time, maybe we can discuss it another day, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the senior candidacy in the eyes of Mickey Spagnuolo for Hall of Fame worthiness for the five Cowboys that were on that list: Don Meredith, Leroy Jordan, Everson Walls, Harvey Martin, and Too Tall. Do you have maybe like a hierarchy or a ranking or whatever on that front?
I just think it's so hard to argue against any one of those guys, and to think that none of them are already in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
I mean, you know, Don Meredith helped put this franchise on the map, right?
And kind of Monday Night Football to a certain extent, too.
And, yeah, if you want to throw that in, right?
Because
that seems to carry some weight these days.
It does.
I want to say Leroy Jordan, all the defensive players this team has had, and a whole bunch on in the Hall of Fame, and if nothing else, in the Ring of Honor, which he is, I think he's still second all-time in tackles to Darren Woodson. So
wow.
He was pretty – if you look at his career and how long he played – yeah, he was pretty darn good. Too Tall, even though, you know, his career was interrupted by the 1 year boxing. He was a force to be reckoned with out there. And the same thing with Harvey Martin. And then, obviously, you know, I'm probably not very objective about
you
Everson
love Everson Walls.
Walls,
yeah.
But all I can say is, if you look at everything he's done, and then the year with the Giants when he was on a team that won the Super Bowl, so you can't say, well, he never won anything. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with the Giants in 1990, and still, and this is worth remembering. And see, that's the way I look at the Hall of Fame. There's stories out there that you should know, or people should know in the future when the rest of us aren't here to tell them, that since 1981, when he had 11 interceptions as a rookie, nobody has had more than 11 interceptions since in a single season, and Trayvon Diggs tied him with 11, but nobody else. And I think that's worth remembering and honoring somewhere in that Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Do you ever think, and again, I'm sorry, I know we got a game coming up, and this might be a conversation for another day, but do you ever think Everson Walls, Harvey Martin, and Tuttle not being in the Ring of Honor is something that the Hall of Fame looks at, and they're like, I don't know, they're not even in their own team's Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't think that that should be a prerequisite, right? Because I'm sure other guys are in the Hall of Fame that their teams don't even have a Ring of Honor or whatever right. it's called, right? Because you can go to Washington, must have 30 guys in their whatever they call it, right? Hall of Fame or whatever.
Of Fame, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. But yeah, so now does that mean all those guys should be in, you know, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Probably not. You know, right. there should not be so many guys in that you don't recognize their names. And even if you didn't see them play, you probably heard about them playing, right? And there's some yeah. names up there I'm like, okay, I got to look that up. I don't think that hurts it. You know, maybe the Cowboys Ring of Honor is more exclusive than the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You Sometimes can make that it argument, does kind of right? feel I could make that argument.
You know, and, hey. And I don't think it still exists because there's so many different people now voting that are have more clarity of the entire league. But back in the day, there was a bias against Dallas. You know, on the other
agreed.
Side of the Mississippi
yeah.
River. No one gets to see those guys play, right? And yeah. so, and I know the guy in Minneapolis, Sid Hartman, he was on the voting committee, and he outwardly said, I'll never vote for anybody who played for the Dallas Cowboys to go into the Ring of Honor. I mean, into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And there was that bias out there. And there was bitterness, too, because of the yeah. success. So
this is rude.
It kind of feels like that person should be disqualified.
Yeah, right? Voting. You mm-hmm. would think, right? Yeah. No, I'm revoking mm-hmm. your license to vote. Yes. So, yeah, I don't know that... You know, if I had to rank them, it would probably be Leroy, Everson, Don Meredith. It maybe in that
okay.
order. Yeah. And
Don Meredith is also in a great episode of King of the Hill, if you ever watch that show, man.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, you know, he is.
You know, and then...
Sorry, Corey.
You know,
Kevin's always trying to push King of the Hill on everybody, so you don't have to watch it, Mickey.
And then, you know, when they do the contributors, you know, why does Clint Murchison get overlooked? He started
yeah.
this franchise,
yeah.
right? Without yep. him,
yes.
there's probably not the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't think anybody's ever recognized what he did, and not only what they had to go through to get off the ground those first several years, but he kept them. And he was the one that kept Tom Landry. Tom Landry would have been gone these days, right? If he had five yeah. consecutive losing seasons, he's out of there. And,
yeah.
you know, and they signed him to a new 10-year deal, which shocked everybody in this town.
Mickey, can you explain to me the difference? Is there much of a difference to going up there and playing versus the Giants and Jets? Like, what are the differences up there?
Not the color of the stadium.
Okay, all right.
it turns green.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it's still New York fans, right? The fan base isn't much different. You know, they're very vocal and loud. And
that's just the people. That's the way they are.
Yeah, right, not as yeah. rude as the you know, when you go to Philadelphia, but... I don't see any difference, and I've been going up there a lot, and you know, they got great fans, and you know, they'll be boisterous and whatever, but from the field, it's the same field, right? They just changed the color of the facades, and from kind of blue to green.
I didn't know if there was, but I'm glad you explained that. They're still the same people, Kevin.
Probably more Jimmy Hoffa talk one yeah. or another. I don't know. Do you have a prediction?
Well, that stadium's gone, right? So maybe they dug.
That's true.
They dug
that's
out
a
the
good
ground.
Point.
The legend
right?
still exists.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. hopefully not. Do you have a prediction for us,
if you're
sir?
Gonna, if you're going to press me,
and you know that I am.
after much thought, I think the Cowboys with this offensive line can maybe squeeze out about 3 or 4 field goals at least. So I'm going to pick the Cowboys 23-20. This is going to be a very tight game for a team that I think I figured out they've won 3 of their last 18 games or something like that if you go back to last year.
Ouch.
So they haven't been very successful. But again, and I'll say it till the day I die, the more you lose in the NFL, the closer you are to winning.
I like that. Well, we should be due as well. All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
I'll be here. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, do you have interesting Rangers news?
Yes, but before I do give that, Kevin, I have to give you some other information. On Sunday, I will be at the Bearded Monkey in Forney, and I want everybody to be out at the Bearded Monkey in Forney, 104 East U.S. Highway 80, number 120, and that is in Forney, Texas. The Bearded Monkey parties have been awesome, and I want everybody to be out there with me on Sunday because I want this party to be even better than the last one. So good luck to everybody, and good luck to the Cowboys. It's the official.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Watch party. So, Kevin, yes, there are some notes coming out of the Rangers press conference. There is a lead internal candidate for the manager.
Oh, you don't say.
There is, and it's only one candidate. It is going to be Skip Schumacher. They are locked in on him. They don't have any external candidates that they're looking at. They're like, that is the dude. Also,
could we have saved everybody a lot of time at that press conference? They started off by saying, Skip Schumacher is our new manager. We decided this 4 days ago.
We just really
Your
need him to sign this
are
piece
welcome.
Of paper real quick.
Yes.
The Rangers are also, according to Sean McFarland, certainly going to be under the CBT next year, but they're plan is to still contend. So I don't. We've discussed how the balance is on that, and lots of offense talk, largely about a change in philosophy. So that could be. I mean, Brett Boone came in and was changing that philosophy. How does that change after that? So we'll see there. So Ranger stuff happening today as well.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon. Coming up next, I believe it's time for AM on the FM as well as Fresh Made Guacamole
for Corey
Majors. Alec, what do we got coming up?
We got the question of the day, plus can you keep a secret? Next on the Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Uncle Julio's in Dallas. Off of Lemon from the 940. This is from our buddy J-Met. Fellas, can I get a shout-out? My fiance Macy has passed all the prerequisites, so we're flying to Las Vegas today to get married on Sunday. Woo! That is fantastic.
You know what's going to happen Sunday night then?
Football?
Well, if they're getting married.
Gotcha. They will experience each other for the first time in a loving way.
I figured they'd go gambling.
Ah, okay.
Because they're in Vegas.
Now, by the way, not a shout out to all of the people who are buying up Topps basketball to try to resell it when regular folks can't even get one box to try and open and enjoy by themselves. But right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. Yeah, that's the Frank
Alec. I'm they. I'm part of they.
Alec, I'm so sorry. I need to let you know something.
I'm scared.
And get your immediate opinion.
Okay.
So Corey is also here at Uncle Julio's. I don't know if you've heard him on the show. He's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
He got guacamole made for him tableside. And then when he got it, he put his hands together like he was going to pray and bowed to the person gave him the guacamole. Why do you think he did that?
Because it's sacred to him. This is a holy experience to him, and he needed to pay his respects because tableside service like that, that's rare. Mm-hmm. That's very rare.
And the other thing, too, Kevin, is when we're on radio, I can't say thank you. Mm. So the best way is to be like, thank you. But at that same time, Alec is dead on. This is sacred. Oh, here it goes.
ASMR there during AM on the FM.
That is so good.
Yeah, I can tell. That was a very crispy crunch. I appreciate that. I don't know if we're going to get any better audio quality today.
Oh,
that
was amazing.
No, please don't.
Keep doing it.
That's going to throw me off my game so bad. And there he goes. All right, Mike. We got the question of the day. Plus, could you keep a secret this long? We'll get to this story here in just a little bit. But winning a ton of money sometimes isn't easy. Sometimes you got to keep a secret about it. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, looking at the national day calendar for the weekend, and tomorrow is National Golf Lovers Day. And I'll be the first to tell you, I suck at golf. But every time I play, I have like the time of my life just because I'm with my buddies and pretty much all of us suck anyways. So, you know, nobody's keeping score or anything. It's literally just, can we complete the course because we are that bad?
Sounds like the way Kevin wants it to be.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're honest with ourselves. Like I said, we're not even keeping score. We're just like, can we finish the course? So that's something that I have a ton of fun with, even though I can admit I'm not good at it. Is there something that you know you're not the best at, but you enjoy it anyways? 877-881-1053.
Yes. Playing pool.
That's a good one.
Still have not figured out a competent way to break to save my life, but I really enjoy pool, and I was never good at geometry, and so I think it's a really fun game, but if you ever think having me on your team is a good idea, it's probably not.
Kevin, I will say this about pool. I can teach you how to break competently.
Good.
All right, do you break left-handed, though?
No.
Do you break right-handed? Right hand, you would hold your left hand out and your right hand would push the stick.
No, I do it the other way.
Okay, well, we're going to have to work on some things.
Okay.
But I can definitely teach you. My buddy and I used to go hustle people back in the day. He was very good. I was okay. But he was very, very good. So that was always a fun time. But I want you to learn. I want you to be able to hustle people too.
Oh, I just want to be able to play the game, much like we talked about with the pre-sales. Sorry for Topps Basketball. I just want to open a box. I'm not trying to make a profit off
this. Sales guy Cody snagged one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm jealous.
Good luck on the marriage, Cody. Yeah, no, so that's a thing, dude, right there. Man, I'm trying to think of something. Golf is definitely it.
Hold on. Are you struggling because you're good at everything?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
Something that I like. So I'm not great at Call of Duty, but I love it. Like, there are so many people that are so much better than me. But I can roll in there and get about 10, 15 kills. It's just, I played with a Tolo the other night. It was Gingerbeard, our buddy Ryan. He popped on with me. He got 35. And I was like, what are you doing right now? Like, embarrassing me. But he also led us to dubs, so it was all good. But, yeah, man, I would say golf is definitely one of them. It's so much fun to be on the course, drink with the buddies, have a good time. But I just don't know where my golf ball's going. I played baseball my whole life. I could hit baseballs all day long. I have no clue what I'm doing on a golf course. And I don't have any rules, Alec. That's the other thing. I never took a golf lesson, so I don't have, like rules.
Oh, no. He's out. He's done for. Drink some water.
Okay. Oh, this is amazing. I love this. I will continue that thought for Corey, because same with me outside of, like, age 10. I think I took some golf lessons. Do you think I really remember any of that? No.
No.
I really
don't. Yeah, exactly.
Don't.
I feel like if I had a set of rules to go up to and hit like an approach shot or something, I would be like, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm just going up there and I'm like just freewheeling it, you know?
Okay.
See, and I don't know what it is. I can control one club, and that is my driver. I can control that. I can usually give you a good guess of where the ball is going to land off the tee. Outside of that, Jesus take the wheel, because the car windows could be out. Golf cart windshields could be done for. It's anybody's guess whenever I've got a golf club in my hand. That is not a driver. That's the one thing that I felt like would be the most difficult to learn, but I can kind of control the driver. Outside of that, you probably don't want to play with me because your belongings will be destroyed. 877-881-1053 for National Golf Lovers Day tomorrow, something that you enjoy even though you're not that good at it. From the 469 singing, I feel like we can all relate to that, a good karaoke night. You know, unless you are just that good, Kevin.
No. I'm really a good singer, actually. So.
Okay, well, see, I had essentially a philosophical karaoke question for you.
Okay.
Do you go out there looking to have fun, or are you out there saying, this is my shot? There is surely a record executive in the crowd, and we're going to make it happen right now. Like, which person are you?
I am option B. I'm totally the
delusional
person. And especially liquid courage helps, but, like, I am that person even most of the time sober. I'm like, if I'm going to do something, I may as well do the best I can and try to impress the imaginary record label head that's sitting in the middle of the crowd at a random karaoke bar in Carrollton, you know, because of course they are. Like, that's how they find their talent. So, yeah, I'm totally delusional in that fact.
Okay.
I think I can impress anyone. I really do. And then I look at some of the videos afterwards. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should have put down the cup. Maybe
That was going to be my other question, is how often you go back and watch those videos? Because I know people love to video. I'm like, do you go back and watch that?
Yeah.
But there you go.
When I'm forced to. It's definitely an against my will thing. It's like, hey, the reason we had a few drinks is because I'm probably not going to want to remember any of that. But then people will be like, hey, you actually killed this one. And then you listen back to it and you're like, killed it in the wrong way. Like, that song should not exist anymore because I ruined it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's a couple things when it comes to that, Kevin. Don't do a slow song unless you are going to crush it. Like, if you're one of those people that you can nail a slow song, otherwise you kill the vibe.
Okay.
Or if you're a woman, you go up there and do Baby Got Back. Oh. And then if you're a guy, you go up there and do This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan. And just get the party rocking and everybody's going to have a good time. Exactly. I've seen patios go nuts with that song for people that can do it right. So,
all right.
See, from the 469, it's chess for me. I have never understood how to play chess. Probably never will. It looks very satisfying. I don't get it.
It is a fun game. We see Matt Hicks and lots of different Rangers players have played. There have been lots of tournaments going on in there. It is fun, but there are lots of people that are like so much more advanced because they've spent the time studying. Who wants to do that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, that's probably how you get good, right?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. A little bit of time, a little bit of effort. And again, that's something I'm probably not going to give when it comes to that.
Alec, you just made a noise that sounded kind of like it. Do you think during the Jerry interview, when he told that story about his sister, and then he said that he was on a private plane, that we should have gone, whoa!
Yeah, you really should have, because okay. I did in the studio here.
Okay.
So, yeah, that would have been.
He would have known, though? Do you think he would have been like, guys, it was somebody else's private plane?
I thought about it, but I was like, you still got that other question coming up, man. You should probably, yeah.
Yeah, before you sink that ship, yeah please. No, that would have been great. That would have been funny, though, if he was like, hey, that's a wrong show, guys. That's the morning's bit, isn't it?
You know? Yeah.
Oh, that would have been great, yeah.
Yeah, because he told us. Appreciate the interaction coming in here for National Golf Lovers Day, something you enjoy even though you might not be the best at it, because it is golf for me 100%. I agree with Chess. I see poker from the 945 as well.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of the very poker's basic fun. Card games, I don't understand any of them, but the ones I do know, I do enjoy.
With the card games, I would wonder if you're still able to have fun if you're losing money. Like, I'm sure there's money chess games and stuff like that, but I feel more often you'll see somebody just playing pool for fun. I don't know how often you see somebody playing poker just for the fun of it.
You can sit down at a table and play the whole night and not lose a ton of money if you just play correctly. But you're right. If I'm sitting there and I'm having to fold every time I get a hand,
yeah,
and then I'm just giving you my ante, then I'm going to be pretty upset that I just wasted time. But you can maneuver around it.
Okay.
I think Hold'em is definitely my favorite. Like, it's so, you got the flop, and then you got more cards. You got the river. All this, there's intense moments in Hold'em that can be a lot of fun.
Guys, could you keep a secret this long? The
yes.
reason I ask, Kevin, I already believe you, and I haven't even given any context yet. But
I have to tell the secret now.
Oh, gosh. Well, a woman named Christina was on Wheel of Fortune this week, And she ended up winning $35,155 in cash, plus a trip to Montana in Japan. But she ended up doing the bonus round and landed on the $1 million prize with her bonus spin. Keep in mind, this episode was taped 4 months ago.
Oh, man.
So, because of the nature of the game shows and not wanting to get information put out there, there's NDAs involved and everything. She was not allowed to speak about her $1 million winnings for 4 months.
So, like, if a friend wanted to borrow money, she would be like, I probably could.
Yes.
And instead, she's like, I don't have any money.
Exactly. But the thing is, she does have a boyfriend, according to the New York Post, that she lives with.
Oh.
So she was not even allowed to tell him, and good on her, because she told the New York Post she did not mention a word, and she was off somewhere else whenever the episode aired on TV. Her boyfriend watched it and found out as it happened and told her, like, what the heck? I'm just now finding this out. And she said, yep, legal papers. I couldn't tell you, but she won over $1 million and a couple of vacations.
Well,
and held it for 4 months.
That helps offset the disappointment if you feel like you were lied to and you're like, hey, I know I lied to you, but I have more than $1 million now. And you're like, all right.
Hold on. Is it a lie you never said, hey, do you have $1 million and some vacations?
That's a good point.
You wanted a game show?
I guess it's just an omission. See, I, Alec, I think I could keep that secret. Within the last 2 years, there was something that happened that I learned information about, and I was in the car with three people, and every single one of those people knew that I knew the information, including the person who told me the information. But when it got brought up, I still was like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you talking about?
This is something I have taught Kevin. I've taught him to just act dumb, and people will give you more information.
They do.
If you just act like you don't have a clue, they'll be like, oh, well, I need to inform you about everything.
That's a good point. Writing that one down. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And I've never kept a secret from Adrian, so I don't know that I could do that.
Mm.
Like, I just don't know that I could hold out.
What if the money got taken away from you if you violated the NDA?
Then I'd blame her for telling other people.
Okay.
Obviously, she told somebody. Hmm. It wasn't me.
That's a fascinating take of, I'm going to blame the person I told because she shouldn't have told anybody.
Yeah, just like she shouldn't have had her eyes open in the dark.
You know how women are.
She just pointed at you.
Thanks,
we have an extra mic right here. We can clearly litigate this on air. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy or Corey on Trial. We'll figure it out live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon on 105.3 The Fan.
Stafford takes, gives Kyren Williams, and he is...
Ball out! He fumbled it! The Niners are saying they got it. The play was shy of the line to gain. Wait for a signal. They're unpiling everybody at the one. The 49ers come out of there. Alfred Collins has the football.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon. It has already been fun today. Right now, are you guys ready to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip it and rip it, Kevin.
Now, yeah, go ahead.
Two things.
Okay, tell me.
Number one, another reminder, I'll be at the Bearded Monkey and Forney on Sunday for the game. I'll be there around 11:45, and then we'll get that thing rolling through the entire game. Secondly, chocolate pinatas on the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Somebody said, hey, can I get one of those to go? And he said, no, it's patented, and you have to smash it in-house. So you get to break this thing wide open, dude.
Hell
I cannot wait for this.
That helps. That helps for sure. All right, let's go to Monday Night Football. Now, you just heard it. It was an interesting dynamic for a couple of different reasons. San Francisco 49ers, they win 26-23. Now, did they win almost exclusively because of Kyren Williams? Maybe. But I'm not going to say just that. Also, props to Sean McVay for being like, I saw what happened on Sunday night. Ties are stupid. Let's go for it. Not thank you to Sean McVay for being like, let's run just your standard running play. Kyren Williams gets stuffed, thus crushing my play on underdog, but also losing the game. And you heard the highlight that we played, Kyren Williams with the fumble in what looked like it would have been the game-winning touchdown. this is, I don't know, this is a very surprising result to me. I know the 49ers are 4-1, and I don't want to discount that, but you have Mac Jones out there yet again. No Brock Purdy. There's already word that he might need to miss more games because he's week to week, and this was a tough night for the Rams across the board.
Mac Jones says afterwards, look, it's still Brock Purdy's team. I came here to be a backup quarterback. That's my job. I love that mentality.
He's doing pretty darn well, though.
Yeah, whenever called upon, I will be ready. Yeah. A lot of times that's not the case, right? A lot of times the guy's like, oh, man, I had no clue I would ever play. And you're like, well, you've been on the team.
Right,
like,
right.
And I know they don't get reps, but you have to figure it out. You got to figure out how to create the reps for yourself, and Mac Jones has done a good job at it. Christian McCaffrey had a really good – he's their leading receiver, dude. Like, he's amazing for that team now.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because you're definitely right. If you look at him as an all-purpose back, it's a great season, and his reception numbers are ridiculous. As a running back, he's been
– meh.
Exactly.
But that's his history.
You're right.
He can do one or two. He can do both of them. Or if you're going to shut down one thing, he'll do the other, and then good luck stopping him.
And going back to Mac Jones for just one second, outside of his rookie year, this is probably the best he's ever done at taking care of the ball.
Uh-huh.
And so I think for most any quarterback, wouldn't you make the argument, take care of the ball, that is going to significantly improve your opportunity to keep your job and win.
I think after his rookie season, people were like, all right, let's expand. And instead of expanding and, like, doing it properly, they were like, take some more risks. And he was like, this isn't me. And I think with what they have in San Francisco, they know exactly what he is, and they're not asking him to do anything beyond that.
Now, there are a plethora of injury updates today as we await word on more information about the Cowboys' offensive line. I will tell you that report's going to come down during the G-Bag Nation, and so if you're looking for that information, which might include at least two offensive linemen being questionable, that's what I think is going to happen with Tyler Smith. You'll get that during the G-Bag Nation. The Bucs ruled out Bucky Irving, Mike Evans, and a handful of other players. And for Bucky Irving, looks like he'll probably miss a couple of weeks. Dexter Lawrence out of practice for the Giants today, but they are expecting him to play. Braylon Allen is going to be out 8 to 12 weeks. We had talked about it looked like that was going to be a lengthier injury. And then Cooper Rush is in line to start as Lamar Jackson still hasn't returned to practice. And that's another one that we had talked about earlier in the week. Looked like it could be a 2 to 3 game injury, perhaps.
Okay. All right. Then don't start them in fantasy, is what you're telling me.
Yes. And I know this is a bye week for some players first go round. So this could be an interesting fantasy week.
Oh, this
for
has definitely
sure.
been a stressful week for a lot of people.
Now, Terry McLaurin, that's another one. I forgot to mention this. Terry McLaurin, he is also out this weekend. So you have people missing galore. Now, Nevada had a court that rejected the NFL's petition for a John Gruden rehearing. So basically they were like, hey, can you take another look at this and so we can maybe push it to our version of court? And the judge in Nevada was like, no, I am not going to do that. It is going to remain on track. And I know we asked Jerry about his pending litigation earlier today, but this is something I think a lot of the sports world would be fascinated, especially if that went to actual court.
Do you want to see him coaching again?
Not necessarily. I'll tell you what I want to see. I want to see
a chocolate pinata.
Good night. That thing is insane.
This is for Kevin.
I don't even know how we're going to get that on the table.
We will make sure we figure out a way to get that on the table here shortly, Kevin.
So I'm not saying what John Gruden said was right whatsoever, but I didn't like how the NFL framed it as though he was the only one guilty of any infractions and they're trying to cover their ass. I would like to see at least John Gruden being like, hey, I said things that are inappropriate, and I probably deserve what happened to me, but so did a lot of other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. And I don't know if that helps.
Probably not.
I don't know if it helps, but it definitely could be an argument that he could use.
And then probably you won't be surprised to hear this, Corey. The NFL has declined comment on the Nevada judge being like, no, we're going to keep going with this.
Like declined comment like Jerry does? Or
excuse me, no. They actually declined comment.
Yeah, probably...
And that was the end of what they had to say. Now, let's talk about C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud might have a lot in common with Alec. because C.J. Stroud is 23, and he's already disappointed at the ways that his body is letting him down. So, C.J. Stroud, tell me if you can relate with this, Alec.
Alec, I'm sorry.
Alec is the one who said it.
I know.
Alec, have you not complained about your body letting you down at times?
Yeah, that's very vague, Kevin, but yes, I have.
Okay, well, I'll give you more specifics.
Thank you.
C.J. Stroud said, I'm not fully in my grown man body all the way yet. I'm still growing every year. First of all, that's an amazing thing to say. But I think what's concerning for Texans fans is this. I think I've just got to continue to be tough on myself, not only about lifting weights, but also about eating the right foods. I feel like I'm getting old. I'm not as quick as I used to be. I was watching my high school stuff a couple days ago. I was 180 pounds, and I was rolling, but no more. He's 23, and he's like, my body's got aches. I can tell when it's going
to
rain.
That Houston food will do it to you, dude.
That is like, you very
know how Houston,
true.
Houston food is good. Like, yeah. There are times that Houston food is very good. You got to make sure you're eating clean when you're in the NFL.
Okay, well...
Except for linemen, they can do whatever they want.
I mean, but as a Texans fan, would you not be alarmed? He's right about the food the fitness.
I wouldn't be. I'm glad to hear it.
Like okay.
If I'm a Texans fan, I'm like, good. Remember, Dirk was, what, 27 when he decided to kill sugar?
Yeah.
And this is early in his career where he's like, I got to make some changes to the diet. Embiid has never done that. And look at how it's affected him his entire career.
Yeah, that's
right. So I think it's good that he's recognizing that now. And I wonder if anybody said something to him about it or if he just said, you know what, I gotta check myself.
And by the way, circling back around to where we started, McVay did say about the call with Kyron Williams. He was like, look, I'm sick about it. That was a bad call on me. I appreciate him going for it. I think it made all the sense in the world to go for it. I was surprised at the very rudimentary call that he made that led to their loss. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for a first ever segment. Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, or...
Smash a chocolate pinata.
Cowboys tie because.
Oh, okay,
that's We'll also smash the pinata next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.